SF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
What is up, everybody? This is Paige.
I'm Charbel.
That's Romeo.
Malik.
And you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM radio. Okay, guys, the question of the day. Since it was New Year's, I thought we would do a New Year's themed question. Mm-hmm. So the question is, would you rather stay in or go out on New Year's?
Who goes first?
I'd rather go out for...
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like spending time with, like, the people you love and, like just, like, your friends and whatnot, it just, like, it's, like, mm-hmm. It's a fun day.
Yeah? What would you do if you went out? Would you, like, go, like, watch fireworks or something?
Yeah. Fireworks. Maybe, like, a good, like, yeah, maybe just go, like, go food or whatever, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe
a party. Do you like fireworks?
Yeah. I feel like they're exciting.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes they can be really loud or just very annoying in general.
I don't know. Like Paige, I remember you saying you don't like them. Why?
Yeah, they're like really, really loud. And I don't like the uncertainty of like
the uncertainty.
You know, like when they like pop and it's really loud, but like you can see it like going and then you don't know when it's going to make the really loud sound. Mm-hmm. That's just like terrifying to me and I don't know why.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, like thunder and lightning?
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing as that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Sure, they're pretty, but like give me like headphones or something.
Just the spectacle. You just like the spectacle.
Yeah, I'll watch them on TV, but like I'd rather not be there in person.
Okay.
Also, like the smoke, it smells so bad.
Oh yeah,
you
yeah.
Know?
Like
I was
like at the Halloween, like
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
It was like almost 15 minutes.
It smells disgusting.
It smells.
Yeah,
horrible.
Like I was in Sun Peaks for New Year's, and they had like fireworks, and it was like right behind a tree, and you could like see there was like red smoke just like coming out of the tree.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. And even in the Halloween one, there was, like, smoke pouring through the, like, open field. And it was pouring that day, so there was even fog. It was horrible.
I don't really know what you're talking about, because I was in on Halloween, too.
Yeah.
Ronia, what do you think?
Mm. It depends. If, like, the people in party, I know, like, some of them, mm-hmm. I definitely rather that.
That makes sense.
But, like, yeah. If, like, everyone are just strangers, not really.
You just rather, stay home.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I definitely want to stay home. I feel like,
yeah,
look, there's nothing wrong with being alone. There's a different. They have two meanings, okay? Lonely and alone are two different words, right?
Like if you're,
I get that.
Also, when you're at home, you might not just be like alone. You could be like with your family or something, or like I can be with my cats.
Yeah, how many cats do you have?
Two. They're really cuddly.
I feel like you don't have to be outside.
You don't have to go out to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can be an introvert and also have
real
a heart.
This is sad.
Okay, thank you, Emily.
This is really sad.
It's kind of bullying.
Okay.
No, but what would you do though?
Like, what would you do if you're just sitting at home?
Give me snacks and a movie. Last year,
music.
Last New Year's, I was binge watching like this movie series,
mm-hmm.
and I was like eating snacks, and
on
it was
New
like
Year's
the best
Eve.
Thing ever. Yeah.
I feel like you're bugging.
It was
okay,
awesome.
But to be fair, it sounds fun, but I'm just so used to going out.
That's fair too. Yeah. But I feel like if you put too much importance on a holiday, of course, it's always going to be like, no, but we have to go out. We have to make it.
Yeah, but like, what if you just want it to be like low key?
Yeah.
No.
It can just be a relaxed day.
I've always been an outside person. So, like,
that's not relatable.
That may be you, but that's not me.
I'd rather do that after New Year's party. Like, the next day. I can chill.
Wouldn't you be, like, completely burnt out after that?
Yeah,
exactly.
That's why you stay
you
home.
Sleep?
No.
That's fair. Okay, yeah. Sure. Well, but to keep
why
the good...
Why are you on my side? I thought you were going to say, next day I'm going to go out.
Maybe. If the next thing's even worse.
Yeah. But let's keep the good vibes of the new year coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And let's play you some tunes.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yeah, hello, hello, hello. We just heard two back-to-back, I mean, high-energy songs. Yeah, bangers.
Bangers.
One of them from their Then and Now album was Rant from Movieland, which is something that we like to do here, ranting a lot. And the following one was from their Love Finds a Way album, from Woodlock. It's called Killing Time, which is also something that we do around here. But welcome back. This is CJSF at 90.1 FM. And why don't we circle back to our winter breaks? We were talking about it a little bit before the, you know, meanwhile we were listening to the songs. Paige, you were talking about your winter break.
Yeah, I did a lot of stuff during winter break. I babysat, made some money.
Made some cash.
And I went skiing.
Went skiing?
I've always wanted to go skiing.
Yeah, you should. It's very fun.
I was talking to my mom about getting me a Cypress pass. That's what it's called? Cypress pass?
Cypress?
Cypress pass.
That's a mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have passes. They have passes.
They have season Cypress passes.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
But it's not called a Cypress pass. It's called a season pass at Cypress.
That's too detailed.
Cypress is pretty good.
My bad.
It's just the mountain was so wrong.
Cypress is pretty good. They had the, what is it, Olympics there one time.
Oh,
Is that the 2009 or 2007?
I think
it was 2007.
Is it better than Grouse?
Huh? Well, Grouse, you have to go to the gondola. Apparently, it is better. But I'm going to Grouse this Sunday, so we'll see.
I'm going to be so honest.
I can come back on Tuesday and I can compare.
Yeah. Honestly, I've always been fearful of skiing because it seems like one wrong move and you're just gone.
Yeah, I know. I kind of hurt myself a little bit.
You did?
But it's okay. Yeah.
I tried snowboarding.
But it wasn't even on, like, the difficult runs. It was on the green.
So it's that bad. Oh,
yes. No. It's just dumb. Okay, wait. What were you saying?
We were both saying stuff, actually.
Oh, sorry.
I was asked a question, and I was answering the question.
Very long answer.
But no, Link, what were you going to say?
I tried snowboarding when I was younger, and, it didn't really go well. This chucked it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I just kept falling.
I snowboarded once.
Yeah, that's what I want to try.
Never again.
It looks more
Wait, what's the difference between snowboarding
snowboard
and skiing?
Snowboard is one board, and you're like stuck. You're stuck to the board.
Uh-huh.
And then skiing is you have two skis on each foot.
Oh, it's like
and
the long
they
ones?
Pop out. They do pop out. Yeah.
Okay.
It looks easier though, right?
Mm-hmm. So snowboarding is sideways, and then skiing is like straight.
Oh.
And then skiing, they have poles too.
Have you tried both of them?
Yes, I have.
Which one's more difficult?
Okay, it depends on. It depends on the person too, and it also depends. Like, if you're like surfer or skateboarder, you'd probably like snowboarding better
because
it's like just like the way that it goes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Skiing is the first thing I learned, so that's my primary board of choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a nice winter break. You know, broke some bones.
I did not break any bones.
Okay, thank God.
I know. Crazy.
But how about you, Malik?
My winter break was actually kind of cool, you know. What did I do? We had some of my half-sister's family come over for Christmas dinner and whatnot. And, yeah, New Year's was dope. I was working a lot this winter break, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty chill.
Yeah. I forgot about Christmas, actually.
Yeah.
I forgot that Christmas was during winter break.
I feel like as you grow up a little... little by little, as you grow up, it's kind of like,
this Christmas was a bit low-key compared to my other Christmases.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. I feel like it starts to evolve more into, like, just having dinner with your family.
Yeah.
And that's really it.
Okay, I have family friends, so we go there every year for Christmas dinner.
Oh, really? You don't have it at your home?
No. Well, like, rarely. Because my house is pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
So, not very good for hosting.
But I feel like it's also the same with, like, big families. Because,
They like gather at like one person's place.
Exactly,
and then they get
exactly.
To host or
like
whatever.
With my Lebanese family, it's like for every single holiday we have to go to another person's house.
Yeah,
it's never the same house.
I mean, it's better than going to your house because then you don't have to clean up anything.
Yeah, actually, that's true. That's true. And how about you, Ronan? Well, what did you do for winter break?
I literally forgot what I wanted to say, bro.
Oh, that's perfect. That's amazing.
Oh. So I got my bronze cross.
Ooh.
And then, what did I do? I went out for New Year's. Mm-hmm. I know that one. And then
I imagine it was
I
crowded
went out
as hell.
Alone. Well,
I imagine it was crowded as hell.
Oh, it was. It really was.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I just went out. I have almost everything.
Well, okay, as a fellow introvert, what do you guys do when you go out in New Year's? Like, what's the plan for
I also went to a concert that had a DJ before it.
Crazy.
It was, like, a very loud one.
On New Year's?
No, it was, like, before it. It was, like,
damn.
5
Pre-New
days before
Year's.
It.
That sounds
yeah.
crazy.
It was good.
You but, know, yeah. I'm going to a place with a DJ soon.
What
it's,
is
it? It's a camp. It's a camp.
Oh!
It's like a scout camp. They have parties and they have music and a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
They bring a DJ mm-hmm. into the middle of the woods
mm-hmm.
in like negative 20.
Jeez.
And they have lights and stuff. Honestly, though, it's
fun.
Actually, it's really hype, but I mm-hmm. just don't want to be near
freezing.
The hype.
Oh, okay.
I want to be away from the hype.
Yeah, you want to listen to the hype?
I want to observe the hype, but not be in the middle of the hype.
I exactly get that, yeah.
That's not me.
Like, but, I'll listen to the music, but I don't want to be, like, in the middle of people just, like, jumping and, like, trying to, like, hit each
I'm
other.
I'm the type yeah. person to go straight into the, like, the,
mosh pit?
Mosh pit, hell yeah. I was at Don Toliver concert.
Yeah.
Yo.
Okay.
Yo.
Oh, I know. Yo. I heard that one was good.
I thought you
exactly.
meant, like, a mosh pit at your, like, New Year's party, like, moshing
no,
with your
no,
cousins.
No, no, no.
Or, like, what? No, okay. No,
oh,
because it's
just like
yeah. No, but do you guys have like a
I don't
New
understand
Year's...
the point of moshing.
Me neither.
It's
although no,
for, like, everybody's hyped.
But okay, it depends.
Everybody's hyped, and you clock a dude in the face.
Yeah.
Like,
that's, yeah.
Like yeah.
Yeah, bro.
But okay, sure. No, I
it's
I can
dopamine,
get that.
But
dopamine.
It didn't work for me.
No, I've heard like. I don't know, my friend was talking to this other guy and he was like, we have like a strategy for mosh pits, and like all their whole like scout group would like grab each other and then like throw one
what?
Guy right into the middle right as everybody just like went together and stuff, yeah, so that he would be like right in the middle.
One other dude.
Yeah, I've
or
never
just, like,
actually seen
people.
It, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, you push other people, and then
no, but like they no, them. But she said that they like launch these guys. They like
okay,
they like fly.
In what
like,
manner are they
how?
Launching them? Are they like rocket launching
know.
Them like vertically?
I think they're no, they're like shoving them like backwards or something.
Oh, okay, thank
like,
God.
But like
I don't know.
That's kind of
I tried it once, but then I was
like,
wearing white shoes.
Oh,
and then I came out right after.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would you wear white shoes?
And it was
concert?
A lot of people. It like it was a lot of guys like
wait,
pushing
wait.
Each other, and it got scary.
Wait, so you yeah. got floor seats to that concert, right?
What?
Wait, so you said no to the mosh pit, right?
With I went.
Shoes?
But then I saw people going insane and, like, ripping off their shirts. I was like, nah.
Ripping off their shirts?
Yeah, they go like
crazy.
That and they start going like that.
Okay, I don't understand why
wild.
You rip your shirt.
So, I remember at the Don Toliver concert, someone was wearing costume. Like, a full-blown costume. And this is
cool. I do that. People do that for skiing, too. They, like, wear costumes and stuff for, like, the last, like, ski of the year or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's really funny. One time, I saw a guy dressed as the Grinch just ripping it. It was hilarious.
I would love to see that. I would pay
yeah.
to see that.
And then there's, like, these guys with, like, onesies and stuff. They were, like, in, like, I don't know, like, animal onesies.
Animal onesies
yeah.
in the middle of winter.
Yeah. Like, giraffe onesies.
That's actually insane. But do you guys have any, like, New Year's? Like, how do I phrase it? Because, like, back when I lived in Mexico, we always ate, like, for New Year's, you eat 12 grapes. And then you make 12 wishes.
I don't really
what's
have.
That? Wait. What's that thing?
I don't have like a New Year's like thing because I have Chinese New Year. That's like.
Oh really?
Tradition.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you guys do? In like, what's the difference?
There's like food and stuff. You have like the traditional food or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. There's like a salad that my grandma makes, and then we all like mix the salad together at the same time, and then we get money from the elders. We have to give them tea first, and then it's like yeah. That's
okay.
What
okay.
We do.
Yeah. It's a lot more like. Traditional.
Yes.
Yeah, Okay, Malik, go ahead. mimicking.
What did I say?
Yeah, trying to make fun of me.
No, I wasn't.
You were making fun of me. No, go say something.
No, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Completely.
That's yeah, completely. Way. It just took so long, you know.
Okay, sure. Okay. About you, Ronia? Do you do anything special for New Year's? Because I know like there's a lot of different.
Oh,
cultures.
I went to downtown.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then I had candies and then I ate and like stuff.
Slay.
Stuff. Mm, right.
Stuff. That sounds really good. I can't lie. You ate stuff. All right. But it's something as we do, like, we always, do you guys do the countdown or do you guys keep it like low key?
Okay, my family is really low key because I think we've only stayed up 1 year, like all of us for New Year's. Because this year, we were in like a hotel room and we went to watch fireworks at 8:30 at the ski hill.
Super early.
It's super late. Like, so late. It's so late. Oh my gosh. Anyways.
12?
No, 8:30. I'm joking. We were there very early. Anyways, and then my dad was like out by like 11:30. And then, yeah, everyone was all asleep. And I was like the only one awake. So I was just like, yay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's by yourself completely.
Yeah. Anyways.
Oh, yeah. I remember what I said.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So you said you lived in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Are you Hispanic?
Yeah.
So what is that thing when you guys have the suitcases?
Oh, God.
What suitcases?
The suitcases.
What do you mean?
Like, I've seen people, like, in my neighborhood do it, too. Like, Hispanic families, like, run out with suitcases and they just walk around.
Oh,
and I've seen it on Instagram,
God.
Too.
Okay.
What is that?
I'm not even kidding. You just awakened a deep-seated memory in my head. I remember once doing that with, like, my aunts and uncles. I have no clue. We just did it once. We were out on the street. Everybody has suitcases with them. And they just start running down the whole, like...
It's like a parade.
Avenue.
Is it just for the love of the game?
It was just us. There was nobody else outside. It was just me and my uncles and aunts.
Is it?
Is this just like a tradition or just like a cultural?
Maybe it's some like